You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the government moving into, moving New Zealand to alert level 4 tonight, Felix Walton prepared a short rundown of what to expect. Before we hear that though, let's first hear again from the Prime Minister as to why we have to go into this alert stage.
If community transmission takes off in New Zealand, the number of cases will double every 5 days. If that happens unchecked, our health system will be inundated and tens of thousands of New Zealanders will die. There is no easy way to say that, but it is the reality that we have seen overseas and the possibility that we must face here. Together, we must stop that from happening, and we can. Right now, we have a window of opportunity to break the chain of community transmission, to contain the virus, to stop it multiplying, and to protect New Zealanders from the worst. Our plan is simple. We can stop the spread by staying at home and reducing contact. These decisions will place the most significant restrictions on New Zealanders' movements in modern history. This is not a decision taken lightly, but it is our best chance to slow the virus and to save lives.
That was indeed the Prime Minister, and now Felix with that explanation.
At midnight tonight, the government will be moving to alert level 4. But what exactly is level 4, and what's going to change? The biggest change, and one you're all hopefully aware of already, is that starting tomorrow, you'll have to stay at home. However, those who are part of essential services will still be going to work. Those essential services are customs and immigration, New Zealand's courts and tribunals, consumer goods, that's the supply, delivery and distribution of key items such as food, beverages, etc. Restaurants and takeaways aren't included, but this does include packaging and processing, as well as food safety and animal welfare services. Banks and insurance companies will stay open, hospitals, pharmacies, laboratories, primary care clinics, as well as ambulance and mortuary services are going to be open as well. Welfare and social services, transport services, courier and postage, as well as taxis and rideshare services. Of course, electricity, gas, water, waste, fuel, telecommunications, internet providers, and media will stay active. Other industries are partially essential. For example, research organizations and government entities, so long as they're involved in COVID-19 response, are essential, as well as accommodation for essential workers and those in need of quarantine. Building and construction will also be essential, but only if it's related to other essential services or infrastructure, or otherwise needed for health and safety. So, that's a lot of industries and services that will still be ticking along as the rest of us work from home. Speaking of which, it's important to note that you won't just be trapped in your house. Contact with others is restricted, but you're still able to go outside and exercise. You just have to stay at least 2 meters away from other people at all times. It's a big ask, but one that's ultimately necessary, and we owe it to those who are still out and about providing us with the essentials. Starting tomorrow, air travel will be restricted to those who are undertaking essential services, such as transporting freight. Back on the ground, public transport is only for those essential workers, but you're allowed to take the bus for medical reasons or if you need to get supplies from the supermarket. You're still allowed to drive so long as anybody else in the car is quarantining with you. Also, essentially, tourists and visitors will be able to travel home internationally. All schools will be closed, which has already come into effect for the majority of students, but up to this point, children of essential workers were still able to attend schools while their parents figured out what they were going to do. Tomorrow, all of the schools will be shut for real, and the school holidays will be pushed forward to next Monday, so teachers can establish remote learning. Now, the school's closing has introduced a tricky issue. For a lot of families in New Zealand, schools, through charities like KidsCan, have supplied meals for their children, and a lot of those families aren't equipped to provide adequate meals in extended isolation like this, especially as wages continue to be impacted by COVID-19. It isn't entirely clear what will happen next, but it's worth knowing that these services plan to remain active. KidsCan has promised to get schools to send food reserves to families in need, and a large number of schools around the country have said that they want to operate as hubs for distributing food. What's most important in explaining level 4 to you is that it's not a reason to panic. There are a wealth of essential services that will remain active for the duration of a lockdown. There are plenty of supplies to go around. Supermarkets are desperately trying to reassure panicked New Zealanders that the food supply is perfectly fine. Food producers are, after all, within that essential business category and won't be going away. Customers have been buying out supplies, creating the illusion of scarcity, but the reality is that this isn't an issue of supply, but rather unnecessarily high demand. So what's the takeaway from this? Well, chill out. Even though we're entering an uncertain phase in a lot of our lives, it's important not to fall into a panic. You can go for walks, there'll be plenty of food to go around, so calm down and protect yourself and your families.
I wanted to add a few things just because there might be some confusion still around some stuff. So given we all kind of have to be in our homes, if people are not yet home, if they're away, what does that mean? And I would like to say the deadline for domestic travel has been extended. So Transport Minister Phil Twyford announced yesterday that people needing to travel on domestic flights, trains and Cook Strait ferries to get home before the country moves into level 4 lockdown tonight will be able to continue using the passenger services until midnight on Friday. Originally, I think that they were going to also shut down tonight, but that means you've got until Friday to get home. Domestic passenger services, particularly ferries, have been inundated with people trying to get home before the original cutoff date of midnight Wednesday for non-essential workers. A decrease in passenger numbers to accommodate level 3 physical distancing measures has reduced the ability of passenger services to carry more people, says Twyford. So that was those 48 hours where we were at level 3, basically that stepping up of level so that we could get ready for level 4. And that means that the kind of cut of flights, anything sort of transport wise, meant that people weren't able, so basically that increased demand couldn't be met before midnight Wednesday, and that is why it extends till Friday. This does not mean that lockdown starts on Friday. Lockdown begins tonight at 11:59 p.m. There will just be a bit more flexibility if you are trying to get home. Also, in regards to supermarkets, I just wanted to mention again, okay, these are going to be staying open throughout the 4 weeks. The idea of a lockdown is to stop the spread of the virus, and if we can't do that, the lockdown will likely last longer. But of course, essential services stay open. So, on that note as well, compliance with the lockdown is going to be enforced by the police and the New Zealand Defence Force. We still don't, we're not entirely clear on what that looks like, but we're going to be looking into that over this week. Businesses are able to pay workers through the government's wage subsidy scheme, which seeks to relieve pressure on employers and risk for employees. So, of course, if you're working from home, if that's possible, you should still be getting paid. And if this is an issue, you can look into those wage subsidies, speaking to your employers and so on. Again, get in touch with us if you have any questions. Food will be available, though. This cannot be stressed enough. You'll be able to go to the supermarket and you are encouraged to do so as you normally would. Supermarkets are putting in new measures, though, to ensure physical distancing is possible and also keep their workers safe. So the number of customers allowed in at one time will be limited. Every second checkout and self-service checkout will be closed as well to ensure there is space between people. Customers will pack their own groceries to speed up the process and limit the handling of products by staff. There will also be Perspex screens set up at checkouts to protect from any sneezing or coughing. Need I say, you should be doing these into your elbow as well. Finally, you must use contactless transactions wherever possible. So, the supermarkets are going to look a little bit different, but you still will be able to go there. Don't forget that. For essential workers, how do we get around? Of course, if you have a car, that's great. Gas stations will remain open, but I do have questions about parking meters, and I'm hoping to look into that shortly or over this week as well. We've had reports in the news of a nurse being fined from a Wilson Park at the hospital after her shift. It's not so cool, in my opinion, not cool at all. If you don't have a car, though, the public transport will be continuing. It's just going to work sort of at a lesser demand level, I suppose, if that's what, you know, it looks like. But in any case, I'm going to read you this information. So Auckland Transport is saying that while at alert level 4, all public transport is actually going to be free from the morning of Thursday, the 26th of March. So that is, I suppose, a method to support those essential workers that are still having to go and use public transport. Now, from 11:59 tonight, public transport services will only be available for those working in essential services for medical reasons to access essential services, including to get to the supermarket and to move essential goods. So that doesn't mean that you can go take advantage of the free fares. Everybody stay home. Again, you can look online to see what is considered an essential service visit. You still have to tag on and off using your HOP card, and that means that Auckland Transport can monitor the numbers and sort of make any changes to services if that's required in regards to demand. Now, you may be asked while travelling if you're a worker to you have to show who you work for, so make sure you're kind of carrying any sort of identification that you can show to say, like, no, it's cool, I'm an essential worker, and then that will get you to work, I suppose, on time. And you're going to have, I suppose, a reduced timetable. So this will look similar to the usual weekend service timetable. So that just means buses won't be running as regularly. Note also some key ferry services, such as those to Waiheke and Devonport, are not contracted or managed by AT, and different arrangements may apply. So you might want to look into the Fuller's website and find out from them if that affects you. Also, all Auckland Transport construction sites are being made safe and secure by contractors, but they'll also be closed from midnight to night, and they'll regularly be monitored, though, for health and safety. Only work related to maintaining essential services and critical infrastructure and to address immediate and short-term safety issues will be undertaken by AT until the alert level is reduced by government. So, any other questions relating to that, please indeed let me know.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.